Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Elder Nyamazana, good afternoon to you.
I'm good. How are you, my brother Zama?
Are you doing well?
I'm doing pretty well. How is your side?
No, my side is also fantastic. Can't complain. God is good all the time. Well, thank you so much, Ed. Thank you so much for asking. Now, we are going to be talking about a very interesting subject, the pros and cons of marrying later in life. Now, over the past few decades, the age of marriage has been increasing in every region of the world for both men and women. Furthermore, more than half of marriages occur after age 30 in many developed nations. Now, but this is in a stark contrast with some years past where people would marry in their 20s, even in their late teens, by the way. So what are some of the reasons for this increase in the age up to the 30s? And what are the pros and cons of actually marrying later in life? We're going to be discussing these with the elder. So, Mdala, tell me, what are some of the reasons why people generally choose to get married later in life? Some way past their 30s, others 40s. You get some others, even 50s, as opposed to what happened yesteryear, early 20s, late teens, and they would consider very late if they're in their mid-20s.
Yeah, I think there are quite a number of reasons that contribute to that. And number one that comes to my mind is cultural. So, yeah, in some cultures, you notice that it's much acceptable for a person to get married at a later age as compared to others. Like if you look at it, like what you rightly said in the introduction, most European countries culturally they actually prefer marrying late than marrying early. I remember I have a friend from Germany, and at some point he was actually laughing at me and he was saying, you know what, you married earlier. So in their culture, a person should not get married before the age of 30. Usually they start talking about marriages around 27 to 30. So I think it's a culture, it's a norm that is that's the standard that they've still set as a country. Culture actually dictates. And if you notice that, like in Africa, there's also another culture where sometimes people marry a bit earlier. So besides culture, there's also the issue of people pursuing careers. It contributes as well.
Yes.
Yeah, so when people are pursuing their careers, they want to go to PhD, and they feel that if they settle with somebody, then that somebody may actually then disturb their studies. So some people may have very written down goals, they may have targets about their life and all those things. So they try as much as possible to make sure that they don't add any disturbance, in their life for them to be able to complete whatever they are working on. So yeah, careers, if you notice it, there's also a very strong correlation between marrying late and also, just finishing pursuing a qualification. People who are qualified, those who have gone to school, those who usually delay getting married.
Hey, I'm actually, as you're talking, I'm thinking, yay. I think that one of the cons is that if you are marrying late and only start the childbearing, process, literally late in your 30s. I mean, really, by the time the child comes and you're already in your 40s, by the time the child goes to preschool and then primary, you must be attending a children's meeting. And some people they think you're the grandfather.
No, it then depends on the culture.
And I cannot imagine. I mean, by the time the child is around 9, 10 years old, you're already in your 50s and the body is aching, the knees are not agreeing. Yay, man.
So, yeah, that actually also, so it's also about culture. Like what I say, in some countries, in some cultures, it's actually acceptable. It's because, you'll be of the same age, maybe a person is 40 years old, has one child, and you notice that in those cultures that I was referring to, that's the norm. and they don't even think about the way we are thinking here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because, yeah, for them, that's the norm. And you notice that in those countries that you're talking about, they don't have so many children as compared to this side of the world, or even in other cultures. So you notice that maybe they may just have one or two kids or three, and then they are done. And, you know, so they may not get very old also, you know, with the kids and all those things. Perhaps maybe they marry at 30, and around 39, they're also done with childbearing, and they're doing other things. So, yeah. Then also another contribution in terms of marrying late is also the issue of actually failing to get the person to settle down with. There are some people who made actually, you know, he or she may want to get married, but they are failing to get the person to settle down with and until a certain age. So they may remain, you know, single because they are not getting somebody to settle down with.
Yeah, Norman. Because I'm trying to think here, one of the, I think, the problems there, especially, you know, with ladies is that the clock, biological clock, man, right? Because by the time you are in your 40s and you are beginning to think about giving, you know, birth to children, it's much more complicated, not so?
Yes, I think that's what some biologists say after 35, perhaps more complications may happen during childbirth. But I also guess that you know, like the sharp contrast that is between European and African countries and perhaps some Asian countries, and in Western countries, that's where people marry late, and I think it's also related to their advanced medical whatever systems where I think they can actually access their advanced medical systems, because we have not heard of cases. Of course, they are there, but looks like even if you look at it, even issues around mortality when people were giving birth, you know, they call it that, you know, birth-related mortality, they're actually lower in those countries as compared to this side of the country. So I think it has to do with also the medical systems. And maybe, I don't know about, but mostly the reason that comes to mind is around the advanced medical facilities that allow them to perhaps navigate that that age.
So is there an ideal age, actually, for marriage, if I may ask?
That is a very difficult question, but I would want to also so I think there are quite enough. We can actually respond to it from many angles. Number one is legal, and number two is biblical, and sometimes cultural. So legally speaking, you notice that it's not at law, it's not allowed for a child to get married under 18 years. So once they get to 18 years, then you can say a child can get married. Not to say it's a hard and fast rule to say 18 the person should get married, but at least there's an agreement throughout the world that 18 is an acceptable age for a child to get married. In the past, it used to be 16, and in some states it's also, I mean, in other parts of the country, even legal, it's still 16, but I think generally across the globe, 16 years but the Bible also does not have a specific age, unfortunately. The Bible just, for me, it actually points to the fact that marriage should be between adults. Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's any prescribed age from a biblical perspective.
One of the things I'm thinking, and you can correct me here, is that, you know, when you are you know, marrying late, I'm looking at the childbearing, a broad reproductive activity, is that by the time you are old enough and ready to die, you have not even seen your grandchildren.
Yes, there are quite a number of cons, my brother, as you rightly said. That aspect that you mentioned, to say you die without seeing your children. And again, it also, I'll keep on also coming back to the issue of culture, to say in some cultures, they don't even mind about the children. But in us in Africa, it's something that's very important, to say somebody would want to see their grandchildren. And even the aspect that you mentioned earlier on around a person getting, you know, tired, you know, even not only tired, even did, you mentioned the issue of death-related complications, I mean, birth-related complications. But there's even the issue of getting tired to take care of the children. You need, children need to be worked for. You know, you need to go to work. You need to do a lot of things. Yeah, you need to be there for them, doing helping them with homework, you know, guiding them in a lot of things. And if you are then, you know, giving birth at after 30, then it means even the body is tired already. You may not be able to then work properly for the children. Those are the cons that are there. And yeah, it is. Even if you look at it, even issues around life expectancy, you know, if in some countries right now, we're talking about even 35 years as the life expectancy. So, you know, you then die before your children even gets to secondary level, or you know, they start, you know, high school. So it's a very, you know, intricate issue. It's a complicated issue because, yeah, sometimes, you know, those things do happen. Getting tired, dying, failing to work for the children. And even now, context, the children themselves, you know, there's also that generational gap where, you know, the children are living in a certain generation and you are from the other generation. And for you to click, it becomes a very bit of a challenge. Even at school, your children may actually be a bit, you know, humiliated when they feel ashamed when they see a grandmother, a grandfather coming to their, you know, to this, the parent day, consultation day. They may not feel comfortable with, you know, to just point to others, to you to say, this is my parent, because they are seeing other parents very young and energetic as well.
Well, my elder, I must thank you so much for coming through. Next week, we are going to be talking about the pros and cons of marrying at a younger age, which is around between 19, 20 until 25. But for today, I must thank you so much for joining us. Perhaps your last word, what would you advise? What have you seen to be a great thing about marrying late?
I think the pros for me really is that there's issues around maturity, because you're able to mature. You can, because marriage is not easy. It's a very complex relationship. So if you marry late, there's also possibility that you would have matured. You are now able to handle the pressures and the complexities that come with marriage, which is a good thing. And also issues around stability financially, because marriage also needs resources.
Yep.
So if you marry late, yeah, it means you are able to provide for the families, and especially even for the ladies, you know. So studies have shown that sometimes girls who are too overly dependent on men, they're also likely to suffer from abuse. So yeah, sometimes, you know, when you're stable somehow, perhaps that could be a plus. But also even studies also show that marriages that are engaged at a later stage in life, they don't end up in divorce as compared to those that are engaged at an earlier stage. So I think those are some of the pros issues, and this is mostly related to maturity and all.
Yeah, true. Very, very true, actually, what you're saying. Well, my elder, I must thank you so much for coming through. Blessings to you. And of course, we are going to be connecting with you next week, same time.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you. All right, right there is our elder Aloy Nyamazana, who has spoken to us about the pros and cons of marrying late in life. What have you observed? You know, please do hit us up +27 7347 035 20. What's better, marrying early or marrying late? What do you think works best? Did you marry late or did you marry early? What were the cons? What were the pros? Please do hit us up.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.